Take 3.5 out. One will eventually regulate everything again.
Oh, that's cool.
Where'd you have your surgery?
Huh?
Where'd you have your surgery?
Davis.
That's good.
Yeah, I got it. That's, I downed about 4 inches of gash now in my throat. It's right here.
Well, news of today, Enloe just bought the ambulance service.
Oh, really?
First responders now gonna be working for, or is Enloe. All the employees are transferring over to Enloe.
Wow.
I just got the email an hour ago.
All the EMTs in town?
Everybody in county. Yeah. First responder is, you know, been the private throughout the county, now Enloe. Interesting. Okay, we'll call the meeting of the, regular meeting of the Sewer Commission Orville Region for September 26, 2023. Can we have a call order, please? Roll call.
Yes, Vice Chair. Commissioner Thompson.
Here.
Commissioner Pittman.
Here.
Commissioner Taggart.
Here.
Commissioner Coach.
Here.
Commissioner Salvucci.
Here.
Commissioner Mastalotto.
Here.
All here.
Glenn, would you lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I will. Pledge salute. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, sir. Looking around the room for acknowledgement of any visitors, don't see any. Moving forward to board meeting minutes. Board will review the minutes and consider their approval for the regular meeting of August 22nd, 2023. Action requested. Any comments on the minutes? Seeing none, entertain a motion to approve.
I'll make a motion that we approve the meetings of the August 22nd.
I'll second it.
We moved and seconded. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? So carried. Number 6, the employee safety meeting minutes.
Yes, Mr. Vice Chair, we held an employee safety meeting on September 12th regarding the new chlorine B kit, repair kit that is now available for chlorine and SO2 ton cylinder leaks. Ours was the older version, so we got the new version. And then a week later on the 19th, we actually did a leak training using the new equipment. A lot of it's the same equipment as the old style. They just have a new manual. You know, for instance, like one was the 112 wrench and now it's the 12B wrench. So we just had to make sure that the guys were all comfortable with the new nomenclature. And there is a couple new pieces of equipment in there that replace some of the older ones that are a lot better. Like, Scott, I don't know if you remember, we had the big one that had to go in, and you had all those bolts. Now it's a spring loaded. You drop it in, put it in there, boom, and it goes.
That's nice.
It's a, you know, it takes a 7-minute process into a 30-second process. So.
Oh, no, I want to see you screw those bolts.
Yeah, no, it's, I mean, we had them as screwed as we could to make it as quick as possible, but no, it's a definite improvement. And so that's what the two safety meetings were for, is chlorine leak.
Did the fire department, I know we used to come down and participate with that. Did they come down?
No, I reached out once Cal Fire took over. I kind of reached out and said, hey, you know, I don't know if you want to do any cross training. We have this. You should probably at least know about it. And it was kind of like, yeah, okay. And that's about it. So
the only question I had about the kit, the new tools that are being used, are those in the kit so they know which kit? Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, everything's in the kit. It's all labeled. And I mean, we drill on it a couple times a year so that they wouldn't have to like read the directions, but it does have directions. So you can go, it's this kind of leak, step A, step B, step. I mean, hopefully we're well beyond them needing to do that, you know, just from our drilling. But it does. It has everything's labeled and it has step by step.
Well, the interagency has a material team. We used to have those same kits. I don't know if they do today or not, but. Which is a countywide team that would have the same capacities, but we used to drill that way. I don't know if we're doing that anymore. Mm-hmm. Okay. I guess I entertain a motion to accept the minutes.
I'll make a motion to accept the minutes of the employee safety meeting of September 12th and September 19th of 2023.
I'll second it.
The motion seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
Signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? So carried. Thank you all. Authorization of warrants.
Yes, Mr. Vice Chair? Yes, Mr. Vice Chair, we put those in the, I'm sorry, I'm getting ahead of myself. Commissioner Coach came down on yesterday, and we went over the warrants, and everything seemed in order. I'll let him take over.
Yeah, Mr. Vice Chair, I did review the warrants with the manager of the event, and I would recommend authorizing them and paying them. Warrant numbers 28359 through 28416, including Commissioner checks 10791 through 10796, and the amount of $641,254.66.
Any questions from the board?
That's my motion.
That's your motion, okay. We hear a motion, may I hear a second?
I'll second that.
All right. If the motion, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
No nays, so carried. Fiscal reports.
Yes, Mr. Vice Chair, I concluded both the July and August fiscal reports in this month's packet because we didn't have July's last month because we were undergoing the audit.
Any questions on the audit?
No, we're just waiting for the finalized version. We will get you guys a copy of that. Should be sitting at your spot already. And we would like you guys to kind of peruse that over the month, and then we will have it on the agenda next month to adopt, officially adopt the budget. We found no issues with it. We were good with it, so.
Okay. All right. Any questions about the audit? I guess we just received it for information today, correct?
Yes, sir. And if you have any questions for me, then I'm here to answer.
Yeah.
How soon do you need any questions prior to having the auditor here at the campus?
Probably a week would be good if you would like the auditor here. She did tell me that she will show up for that meeting for any questions that you guys might have.
Okay.
Or any questions you can't answer.
Yes.
All right. I guess we move down to number 9, closed session. I got it.